Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and bring their best shot. For God, if God be for us,
who then can be against us? Nothing can prosper against us. It may form, but it will not prosper. Keep that in mind. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how long you've been going through it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I need you to know that. I need to get you. I need you to get that way down deep in your spirit. I need you to start believing that. I need you to hold on to that, because that is a promise that God has given us. We got somebody. We have to know that it is not going to prosper. It may form, but it will not prosper. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch God do his works. Watch God do what God do. And if you're going through it, it's because God has to take you through it, because it's part of your destiny and your journey. We have to go through some things, but as we go through the things, we are never alone. God promised to never leave us nor forsake us. It doesn't matter what we're going through. We are never, never, never alone. So put your head up and trust in the Father God, and know that he got you, and know that no matter what is going on, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We got to get that in our spirit. We got to know, because the enemy is coming up on us, but it cannot prosper against us. Yes, sickness has come up, but it is not prosperous. It's coming, it's formed, but it did not prosper, because you still stand. Because God reigneth. God is a victor. He reigned in victory. And we have to know that. We have to hold on to the promises of the word of God. We got to know the word so we can hold on to it. We got to hold on to it. We got to hold on to it no matter what's going on. We have to trust and believe what the word God has given us. We have to know that God's word is not coming back void. We have to understand it doesn't matter what the affliction is. It formed, but it will not prosper. It's got to go, because the word of God said so. And who report will you believe? I'm going to trust in what the Lord Jesus' word say. And I want you to come along with me, and I want you to start believing too. I want you to pray, and I want you to believe when you pray. I want you to ask in the name of Jesus and watch him work. I need you to stand when you've done all that you can do. I need you to keep on standing. I need you to stand when your finances are not adding up. I need you to stand up through sickness. I need you to keep on standing, because I need you to know today that it formed, but it shall not prosper against you. No weapon shall prosper against you. It's going to form, but it won't prosper. I need you to know that. It says in the Bible that the devil come to steal, to kill, to destroy. That's in John 10:10. And while he is trying to bring death and destructions to your life and mine, he has no power to succeed to do it. I don't care what he's trying to do. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your enemies say. They're a liar. All of the troubles and the problems that's coming, that's a lie. Believe God. Believe what God's words say. Stand on on the word of God, and know that the word of God is going to bring you through. Get on your knees and you pray. If you can't get on your knees, pray upwards. Just pray and ask God to give you a way and show you a way. And watch God make a difference in your life, because God will do that. That's why it says here in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thy shall condemn. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So who is bigger than God? Is your enemy bigger than God? I say no. Is your sickness bigger than God? I say no. Is your financial problem bigger than God? I say no. Whatever is going on, is your family problem bigger than God? I say no. I say as you go through, come on through it, praise God through it, because he never left you. He never will leave you. He's right there with you. It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter who leaves. It don't matter who don't believe it. But you believe it. You stand on his word, and you watch him work. You watch God do what God do, because God is God. He's God all by himself. He don't need nobody else. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. He is Jehovah Jireh that reigned in victory. We got to know that. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth. You got to know this for yourself. You got to get this way down deep in your heart. You got to get this down. You got to get this down like a daily meal that you eat every day. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to know that you know that you know that he is. You got to know for yourself. You got to know that it's not going to prosper against you. You got to know that you are already a winner. You got to know that at the end of every trial, you're going to come out okay. Because if God be for you, who then can be against you? Hold on to God's unchanging hand. We must understand being a child of God, that is God's divine protection, is always with us through the blood of Jesus. We must know that one of the promises that has been given to us in the Word of God is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord and their righteousness of me, and that's Jesus Christ, saith the Lord. We must get into a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and stay in the will of God. And when you're in the will of God, the problems will come. They form, but they won't prosper. That's what you got to know. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He will do just what he said. It may not come in your time, but he will do just what he said. God is not a God that he should lie. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. We have to trust in him. We have to doubt not in our hearts. We have to know that we know that we know that we know that God is just who he say he is. He is going to do just what he said. In Psalms 34:19, many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of all the trouble. Everything you ever been in, if you go back and you do your resume and you go back from the time all the way back to the times when you was with God, when you was in your mess, before you got saved, God was still right there. Well, he ain't changed now. He's still right there, right now. We to know that we know that we know that he's there. We have to understand Psalms 91:7. It says, 1,000 may fall at your side. 1,000 may fall at your side. And 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. We got to know that. We got to know his word, and we got to learn how to let his word perform in our life. We got to do, and we have to stand steady in the word of God. You got to be about the kingdom of God. You got to be about the ministry of Jesus Christ. You got to stand when you've done all that you could do. You got to stand on the word of God. And if you're out here in the ministry and you're serving and you're just serving and you're serving and you do this and you do that, if you're not bringing them to the kingdom of God or bringing them to Jesus Christ, you're just serving. You have to understand that when we are serving the King of God, this is what was given to me, and it blessed me, so I'm going to bless you with it. That if we're not serving for the kingdom of God, if we're not telling them about Jesus Christ, if we're not telling them about the pardon of their sins and how Jesus paid it all for us, and let them know that he's sitting now on the right-hand side, we are not doing the ministry for kingdom, we are just doing service. Everything that we do, we need to let them know about Jesus Christ. We need to let them know that Jesus Christ is the reason for everything. We need to let them know that Jesus paid it all for me and you. That he did it. He went up, they crucified him, and then he got up, and then he walked, and then he went up to the Father We got to know that. We got to know that we know what Christ did for us. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be ashamed. We have to ask, do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sin? Do you know him? We got to start teaching the kingdom of God and stop teaching our agendas. We have to get off the agendas of people and get on the agendas for Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you today to put the kingdom of God first. And as we put it first, like it says in Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all those things shall be added unto us. And we do know that God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. When the Lord Jesus gave us, he gave them to all of us. He didn't give them to just certain people. And when Jesus paid the price, he paid it for all of us. Could nobody step up for us but Jesus? When they called the roll, Moses couldn't come. David couldn't come. Ruth couldn't come. Esther couldn't come. David couldn't come. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ do we stand. And we have to know that. We have to know that when we say that no weapon prospers, no weapon will prosper, we have to know that because Jesus paid it all, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to understand that. We have to stand still and know that he is God all by himself. The Lord is good. The strongholds in the day of trouble. He knows those who trust him. He knows that we trust him. He knows just who we are. We don't have to worry about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He already knows. Because God don't search what's coming out of my mouth. He searched my heart. And if you've got a right heart toward God, God knows. If you're fellowshipping with God, God knows us fellowshipping with him. God knows the ones that trust in him. God knows the ones we're covered. But we got to learn how to stand up on the word of God. We have to understand that the word of God does not come back void. We have to understand that we have a shield of protection all around us. We have to understand that. We have to understand that we are hard pressed on every side, but yet not crushed. We are precepts, but not in despair. Prosecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. That's 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We have to know that. We have to understand these things. And as we continue down the journey, and stop thinking that you're alone. God is never going to leave you nor forsake you because he promised that. Like we're going through things right now, but did you hear the word going through? We are going through. We're going through because we have to go through this here in order to get where God wants us to go so we can complete our assignment. If we're still here and you can hear my voice today, you still have not completed your assignment that God has sent you here. So I say to you and you and you and even you to ask God, what is it that you should be doing for the kingdom of God now? What is his assignment for you? And let us take our opinions out because our opinions don't mean a thing. It's what God say. The opinions don't matter. Get with God. Work with God. Understand what God is asking you to do in this season because he does have a season for us. And press your way. Here are some of the promises in the Bible that God said that it would not form. You know, the things, whatever come up on you, if we go to the Bible and we read in the Bible, pull up no weapon, pull up anything, pull up your enemies, pull up what you fear. You know, when you have fear, that's nothing but the enemy coming up on you. He don't want you to step out. He don't want you to say what thus saith the Lord. So ask God. God, what is it that you will want me to be doing now? What should I read in your Bible today? You know, don't get slack in your word. No, because you need your word. The word of God, we need it. We need it so we can stand on the promises. And I know you, like me, you've been in the Bible for a long time. And some of it is just so, it's so embedded in your heart. Well, you know, reach back, stir it up. Remember the things that you were taught. Remember the times that you sat in Bible class. Remember the times you sat in Sunday school. Remember the times you was up under the teachers and the preachers. Keep it in mind, because everything that you have is in you, and it's growing and it's forming in you that you now can take in and share it with somebody else. Understand that we have to continue to pray for our enemies. We have to pray for those that think that they can do something to you. And let me tell you this, nobody can do anything to a child of God. They can't do anything. They can send whatever they want, but it won't come nigh thee. It can't, because the word of God says that it won't. God will take care of us. And if we understand that God got us, then we'll understand. Here in Isaiah 59 and 19, so shall thy fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the raising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Did you hear what he said? The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against the enemy. He can't do nothing with you. You're a child of a king. He cannot do nothing with you. We have to understand that. We have to stand on the word of God and know that the word of God is not coming back void. You may not say it the way I said it, and I may not say it the way you say it, but we need to get it in our spirit. We need to know what the word of God is saying, and we need to stand on the word of God, and we need to start praying for divine connection and divine appointments. We need to stand no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like. We have to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It may form, but it shall not prosper. Because the enemy tried to come up on me, but God said no. God said no. Get your hand off of my child. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. They cannot do us no harm. We're up under protection. Yeah, you're going to go through some. And yeah, it seemed like God ain't with you, but he's there. Because he promised never to leave you nor forsake you. That's the promise of God. God's word ain't coming back void. That's why he said, I am your shepherd, and you shall not want. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is our shepherd? Do you believe that you can call on God and get an answer? I believe that we can call on him. I believe that when I call on God, I do get an answer. I believe what it says here in Psalms 138 and 8. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hand. It don't matter about me. But as God is concerned about me and doing that to me, what am I doing? Oh, I'm giving thanks for what he's doing, because I know he got me. I'm doing just what I should be doing. I'm praising the Lord as I look unto the hills from which cometh all my help and my strength. I'm knowing that God got me. I'm praising God all during the day. I'm praising in my heart. And I'm knowing that God is God. I'm knowing that God reigned in victory. I'm knowing that I would never, ever, ever walk alone. I'm knowing that God is keeping me. And I'm knowing that if I trust in him, ain't no failure in God. Ain't no failure in God. And you know what? As it says here in Psalms 56 and 11 and 12, it says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God, and I will render praises unto thee. So we have to know that we have to trust God, and we have to hold on to him, and we have to understand that he got us, And we have to understand that he's going to bring us through. And we have to understand that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We have to just keep on trusting in God. We have to keep on crying out to him. And we have to understand that he has us in the hollow of his hand. And if God has us in the hollow of his hand, no man can pluck us out. We have to trust God. It says in Psalms 25:1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Who are you lifting up to? Are you lifting your soul up to God? Are you knowing that God is in control of your life? Are you trusting God? Are you patiently waiting for him? It says here in Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Who are you waiting for? Who are you looking for? Who are you trusting in? Are you putting your trust in God? Are you knowing that God is going to bring everything out all right? Are you knowing that even though that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning? Are we sure, and do we understand that? Do we understand that God is in control? Do we understand that everything, all our help coming from the Lord? Do we understand that? Let us trust in that. And then it also says here in Psalms 31:24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So, just when you're going through, it looks like it's going to form. It ain't going to form against you. It can't form against you because the word of God said it. And if God said it, I believe it. So let us trust in God. And I pray that something was said today to help somebody as you walk down the journey that you're on. And know and don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Knowing that God is right there. And when you call on God, you will get an answer. And when you call unto him, just call on him. Call his name and he'll answer. Because it tells you that he has a plan for us. And he knows the plan that he has for us. It talks about that in Jeremiah. But what we have to understand, that when we call on God, he will answer us. And he will do just what he said. It says here in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So whatever you need to know in the season that you're in, God will show you. So trust in God and know that he will do just what he said. And then if you run over back to Jeremiah 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for God? And it said, if God be for us, who then can be against us? Are we trusting what the word of God is saying? I'm just sharing with you what the word of God is saying, that you would have something to hold on and to understand that God is God, you know, and to trust God and to understand that God is somewhere working it out just for you, knowing that the battle is not yours but it's God's. Knowing that if you trust in God and doubt not in your heart, God will bring everything out all right. Knowing that God is God. God, King of kings, Lord of lords. As it says in Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thy shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You can loose anything. You can loose anything. Don't entertain the weapon that form against you because it is not prosperous. I thank you that God is God. I thank you that God stands on his word, and God's word is true, and it will not come back for it. And if you are with God and you are part of God, you do not have to worry. The blood of Jesus covers us. And if we be still and be steady and understand that God is God, only but God. God, only God, only God can do it. There's nothing too hard for him. God can do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. And as you begin to do that and knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, Let us love and let us love our enemies. Let us love on our enemies. Let us pray for our enemies. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. He will take care of it. Press your way to do and walk in obedience to what God is telling you. And whatever you're doing that's not lining up with the word of God, repent, confess your sin, and ask God to help you. And he's the only one that can do it. And he will clean you up, and he will turn it around for you. So I thank you for allowing me to come today to share this word that I have given you, and I pray that something was said that will help you along your way. Don't know what your struggle is, but I do know what mine is. I do know what season I'm in right now. I'm standing on the promise of God. It doesn't matter what comes against me, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because I trust and I believe in God. I trust and I believe in God is God. I know that he is the Almighty God. I know that he is in control. I know that he is the God of the whole universe. I know that he is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. I know that there ain't nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. I know that. If I search high and low, I know it. And I know that he has me in the hollow of his hand. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know that. So I can stand. I can stand in sickness. I can stand in loss of finance. I can stand in whatever enemies coming at me. I can stand because I know that I'm covered. And that's what you got to know. You got to know that you know that you know that you're covered. And you got to know that even though it seems like your prayers are not being answered at this appointed time, you got to know that in God's time he will answer. And he will bring everything out all right. You got to know that God got the upper hand. That God knows what time and what season that he's going to come and see about you. It says you just got to trust him. And know that every need that you need for today, God is going to supply that need. Just trust him and hold on to his unchanging hand. And know if he be for you, who then can be against you? Knowing that he is your shepherd. Knowing that he will do just what he said. So thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you humbly as I know how today to say thank you, Father God, to thank you for this word, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I didn't know how you were going to allow me to teach it, but I taught it and I did it the way that you gave it to me. So I pray, God, that someone will be blessed according to the word that you have put in thy servant to share with our people today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing this way. Thank you that your anointing set and rest on this message, that whenever they hear, they will feel the anointing of Jesus Christ. Thank you for right now, Father God. Touch the eyes and the ears that will see this, Father God. Touch them wherever they hear it. Bless their heart to receive what you are saying to them, not me as your servant, but what the word of God is saying. Thank you right now, God, for having our own way, Father God. Thank you for using me, Father God, thy servant. Thank you, Father God, that you may be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. And at the beginning of it, we do know that today is Friday, October the 28th, 2016. And I would like to say that anyone that's out of fellowship with Jesus Christ, please go to Romans 10 and 9, confess your sins to Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to send you where you need to be in the season and get in a Bible-believing church and find out what the word of God is and find out what the promises God is. And if you need to speak with me or you need to be in fellowship with me, then you can always call me at 708-715-4545, or you can go to Walking in God's Purpose email, gmail.com, or you can like me on the Facebook, or you can go to my webpage. You can go and fellowship with me, and if you need someone to pray with you, I'm available, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. Thank you. To God be the glory. May God bless you, and may God keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Amen.